Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned into Home, Helen Arms Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. God has a blessing for you on today. I welcome you with me on today, and I'm looking for God to do a miraculous move among his people. So I encourage you on today, as you listen, watch God. God is going to perform a miracle in your life. Yes, you. God is going to bless you in a profound way. On today, we was talking through our series on the teaching of Jesus about prayer. And I want to share with you today, again, we're looking at the Luke 18:1. And he spake the parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not to faint. And our focus has been around Jesus as a man of prayer, both in word and example. When the disciple came to Jesus over there in Matthew 6:7-15, and they begin to ask of him, teach us how to pray. Many times people begin to say, well, I really don't know how to pray. I want to pray, but I just don't know how. And so here in the book of Matthew, we find the model prayer. And Jesus began to say to his people, his disciple, this is the manner in which to pray. This is the pattern for prayer. So on yesterday, we talked about the vain repetition and that God knows our need. And so today our focus will be on the pattern for prayer. So let's take a look at that. Over in Matthew 6:9, it states, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. Jesus actually taught a manner of prayer. And so he began to say, after this manner, pray ye. And so here we might find that this here particular example or pattern that he have laid out for us is something that which we can actually cultivate or use as a model for our prayer. And so let's take a look at that, a close look. It said the prayer is direct to the true God, acknowledging his name and his holiness and his kingdom. We are to request that God's will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So this is a matter in which he wants us to pray that God's will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And so the other one that said, then the prayer is directed towards expressing our needs, both material need and our spiritual need, that God would treat us as we treat others, which is the call for us to treat others better. So God said that as we treat others as we want to be treated and forgive those that have trespassed against us as we have trespassed against us and things, and beginning to ask God to forgive us. And so those things are very vital in this pattern of prayer. Let's look at another aspect of this particular prayer. He said, finally, ones pray for the moral direction and deliverance from evil, acknowledging that all belongs to God. And all of this is in that model of prayer. And we're going to dissect that. We're going to look at that a little bit closer. And then at the end, we're going to pray. It said, let's look at first the adoration of God. When Jesus started off the prayer, he began to say, God, our Father. He said, our Father, which is art in heaven. And so here, if you look at that particular word, it's a possessive pronoun saying, our Father. We're making it personal. We're saying, God, you are our Father, and I am your child. So we're acknowledging through the relationship that God is my Father, and I am his child. So first of all, we're letting the world know, or letting God know, that I accept the fact that I am your child, and that you are my Father, and you are the supplier of all my needs. Then it goes on to say, to claim possession of God as our Father, we must submit to his submission for of us as his children. Then it goes on to say, come out from among them and be ye separated, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters. And you'll find that over in 2 Corinthians. And in 2 Corinthians 6 through verse 17 and 18, it's there where it established the relationship that we have with God. And so when we come to him and approaching him in that manner, we are letting him know both he and I are in relationship. He's my father, and I am his daughter. And perhaps maybe you are his son, but nevertheless, we are his children. Amen, amen. And we're acknowledging that. We do give God the glory and the honor. And then he goes on to say that Peter let us know that we were born of an incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. And over in 1 Peter 1, verse 23 says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." And so it led us to know that we were born of this incorruptible seed. Amen. So we do have a listener that are here is Apostle Diane Ross. We want to say welcome to you being a part of our show today and listening in. We take this moment just to honor you, Apostle, and may God bless you. Please feel free to call in if you will. Let's look at another point here. It said God transcends. When we say our Father which art in heaven, the Bible clearly teaches that God is not only in heaven, but he's everywhere. And you can find that over in the book of Acts 17 to 28, Psalms 139, verses 7 through verse number 10. And so Jesus, he said, prayed and lifted up his eyes to heaven. And we know that he was, the Father was dwelling in him. And so the disciple was probably saying, now, if he's God, manifested in the flesh, well, why is he praying and looking up to heaven and God is here with us and things? But Jesus was leaving an example for the disciples. So when he was going to leave and things and no longer be with them, he was teaching them the manner in which how to pray, looking up to heaven, directing their prayers up to heaven. Let's look here. And said, the answer to that question lies in the sovereignty of God. A person who prays acknowledges God's supreme authority. The created one is praying to the creator, the weaker to the stronger, the child to the father. So when we're praying and saying, our Father, it is, again, establishing our position. My position is I am the weaker one. You are the father, the creator, the protector, the provider. So we're establishing the roles that God is our father. He's the sovereign one that can do all things but fail. And so here, as we look unto heaven and things, the Bible let us know over in Isaiah 66 and 1, the heaven is thy throne. David declared, the Lord's throne is in heaven, Psalms 11 and 4. A throne is the seat of government and authority. So when we're looking to heaven, we're looking to that authority. We're looking to that government and things in which God is going to move on the behalf of his people. So in this case, God's authority and God is sovereign. When one pray, our Father which art in heaven, heaven represents God's authority, and it also represents God's throne. So when we're acknowledging God in our prayer, that we're looking unto heaven, God is our Father who art in heaven, we're acknowledging his sovereignty, we're acknowledging his authority, and God is going to move on his people. Let's take another look here at another aspect of the adoration when we're admiring God in this model prayer. We also, when it's saying, how to be thy name, we are acknowledging the holiness of God. When you look and examine the word holy, holiness or hallow, it means sanctified, consecrated, or holy. Something that is set apart for God is hallowed out. It has been sanctified. It has been put aside. It's the name of the Lord is apart from all other names, higher than all other. His names represent him in all that he is. God said, I am, will sanctify my great name, Ezekiel 36 and 23. And he commanded Israel, He said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You'll find that over in Exodus 20:7. But they did not take the name of the Lord in vain, and God lamented. He said, I have pity for thy holy name, which the house of Israel hath profaned among the heathen. That's over in Ezekiel 36:21. So when we begin to say, hallowed be thy name, we are actually hallowing out that name. We are honoring and we are esteeming God's sovereign name. God always will have a people who will honor his name. The psalmist wrote, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. We'll find that over in Psalms 113:3. Again, in another place, he said, holy and reverence is thy name. That's over in Psalms 111:9. So in teaching Jesus, he taught his disciples to honor God's name in their prayer. It is in so doing that they acknowledge his holiness as well as his sovereignty. And so those are some things that we want to make sure as we're praying and approaching the throne of God, that we are acknowledging our position, his position in our life. We also want to acknowledge and hollow out that name, that sovereignty of the name, and things we're looking unto heaven where God's authority and God's government rest at. And so all of these things are taking place when we begin to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, just look at that. Just through those words alone, you have acknowledged all of those particular distinctions, the government, the authority, God's sovereignty, God's holy name, and reverence him. Isn't that awesome, child of God? God is such a profound God, and we serve the risen Savior. Let's look at another thing, aspect about the pattern in which Jesus had left for us to pray. It said, the request according to his will. And so let's look at that. It said, thy kingdom come. You'll see that in Matthew 6:10. It said, praying for God's kingdom to come create an awareness of the needs to be ready for his kingdom. And as a person become more kingdom-minded, he is less or she is less earthly-minded. In the spiritual realm of God's kingdom, we must recognize it's already in place. Paul taught us that God has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son over in Colossians 1:13. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We can find that over in Romans 14:17. In God's own time, the kingdom will emerge to a physical plane. Also from Jeremiah, he wrote, behold, the day will come, said the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Jeremiah talked about that over in chapter 23:5. Also, Daniel also prophesied, the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Daniel 2:14. Then Jesus shall reign and rule the earth as King of kings, and we already know as Lord of lords. We'll find that over in 1 Timothy 6:15 or Revelation 20:6. And so here when we're praying, we're saying, God, thy kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. So, again, we're becoming more kingdom-minded and recognize we're just pilgrims sojourning through this land. And this is really not our home, but we're here doing the work and the will of the Lord. But we're keeping our mind kingdom-minded so that we won't be so earthly-minded and things. And then, to the next point, we're saying, dear God, thy will be done. And when we begin to cry out, God, thy will be done, we're asking, Lord, not according to my will, but, Lord, let thy will be done. We must recognize a person usually prays to bring about their own will, which sometimes is in order. And because Jesus giveth us that opportunity, and thing, he said, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believing, it shall be yours. And so here he's letting us know that we do have an opportunity to share our desires. But also, on the other hand, however, there is a range of qualification for that to be done. John wrote and said, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. 1 John 5:14. So it let us know one cannot expect God to answer prayer in such a way that is contrary to the will of God. And Jesus always say, pray after this manner, thy will be done. And doing so is to accept God's will over one's own will. And it's hard sometimes because we don't know sometimes the will of God. And sometimes the will of God can be kind of frightening because it may take us outside of our comfort zone into areas in which is all new to us. But I come to tell you, child of God, if you have gotten out of the boat and you begin to see the bolstering winds and the waves that are coming up against you right now, all you have to do is cry out to God, because he recognized he's already gone before us and recognized that he will not put no more on us than what we can bear. And even with that, he's going to make a way of escape, child of God. And so as we begin to pray the will of God, saying, God, not my will, but thy will be done, we're able to understand when things don't go our way and when it doesn't come out into the results that we think that it should come out and things. We have to stand back and just say, Lord, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, Lord. Let your will be done, even in this manner, even in this situation. Yes, it may be a hard place for me right now, but Lord, not my will be done, but thy will be done. And so Jesus was saying, pray after that manner, that God's will be done. Because one of the things we must recognize, children of God, is that God sees the end of all matter from the beginning. Have you ever had an experience that God has shown you a vision? He took you and you seen the vision, you seen everything, how it was all laid out. And then what God would do, one of the things he'll do, he'll bring you all the way back. And he said, now I want you to begin to walk the vision out, live the vision out and things. And you've seen the end, but now you got to go back to the beginning and start walking it out. Now, I have had that, and I've seen God. It seemed like God would just take you and allow you to see the vision. And some of you that are listening right now, God has shown you some things. And you have seen the vision that God has given unto you. And now God said, okay, I'm going to bring you all the way back. And I want you to start walking out the vision. And I want you to start living it out, because it's going to come to pass. God's going to bring it to pass. You've seen it. You tasted it. You could feel it. And now you're kind of wondering in your mind, now, God, why is all this chaotic stuff going on right now, Jesus? And you've shown me all these things, and now the hounds of hell are coming up against me, and all of the heady and coming up against me. One other thing, rest assured, take peace, take heart, child of God, knowing that God's will is being done even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of all of that hell that is going on right now. God is working it out on your behalf. And the vision is going to come to pass. And it will be brought forth. And so I just want you to know today, child of God, that God sees the end before the beginning. And I know he got an expected end for you. And I want you to count it all joy and things that God is going to do this thing on your behalf. Let's look at something else here and things before we get ready to go in prayer. And so here, when we're looking at the pattern of prayer, we already established the kingdom. We already acknowledged God's government and his authority. We already acknowledged and hallowed out the name of the Lord. And now let's look. Let's make our request known unto God. And we find that here in Matthew 6:11. He said, give us this day our daily bread. Now let's take a look at that real quickly, and then we're going to pray. This verse indicates that a person should pray in the morning for whatever his or her will may be needed throughout the entire day. Now, this doesn't mean that we shouldn't offer prayer throughout the course of the day, because we recognize that David said he was going to pray morning, noon, and even night, that he was going to offer his prayer. And you can find that over in Psalm 55 and 17. But it's in the morning, however, that when we set the course of the day, as we gain confidence and strength, as we meet challenges throughout the day, we have already dealt with the Hittites and Jebusites already in the closet or in our prayer room. So when we come out and have to deal with the adversary, guess what? You already have slew your Goliath in the closet before you put on your clothes this morning. You already dealt with that that boss, or already dealt with that spirit, because we are asking God that his will be done, daily bread. And we already dealt with those things in our closet. So, child of God, I want you to begin to cultivate that prayer life. One of the greatest power that God has given to us as the children of God is the power to pray and call on his name, and to even to touch and agree with one another. And so what I'm going to do, my time is just about up, but this is what I want to do. I want to touch and agree with you, all of you that are listening right now on Radio Land. I know you know the power of prayer, and it may be something that you're desiring. God, need God to move on your behalf, and need God to do some things in your life, even this weekend and this week. I want to touch and agree with you. I don't care what it is. God can do all things but fail. I don't care if you facing your Jebusites and your Jebusites right about now. I just want you to know that the God that you serve and I serve, he has all power, ha shata, in his hand, and he had that situation in control. And so let us touch and agree. I don't care what it is. I want you just to get it in your mind and get it in your spirit, because we're going to see God do the miraculous as we submit our will unto the will of the Lord this morning. Amen. Let us go to the throne room of God. Let's go boldly. Gracious Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost. Lord, we come, Lord, with your precious people right now that are gathered together. Father, we pray your will to be done in our lives, Father, as it is already established in heaven, the thoughts that you have for us, O God. Father, because we are your workmanship, your handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, that we may do those good works which you have already predestined for us to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we shall walk in them. We shall live a good life according to which you have already ordained and already established for your people. Father, we ask, oh God, that you teach us how to do your will. You are our God. You are our shepherd, oh God. And Father, we say, Lord, that your will be done and your kingdom come, oh God. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that we are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. For this is the will of God, that we should be consecrated, separated, and set apart for pure and holy things and living, O God, that we shall be able to do your blessed will. Now, Father, we thank you because you have chosen us and you have actually handpicked us for your own self in Christ Jesus before the foundation of this world, that we should be holy and set apart and blameless in your sight, even above reproach before you in love, that you have already predestined us and adopted us as your child by Jesus Christ himself, according to your good will and your pleasure. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would touch my sister and my brother today, and that you will meet every need, dear God. Father, we take this time to bind the devil. We bind his tongue. We bind his hand, every plot and ploy that he has erected against the children of God. We say, dear God, let your will be done, and Lord, let your kingdom come, Lord. Father, you said in your word that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of stronghold. And God, we pull down the stronghold that's trying to establish itself in the children of God's life, that's trying to stand against the family, against every marriage, against every young people, against our unsaved loved one. We claim their salvation today in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I am, as I touch and agree with Count It All Joy and Apostle Diane Ross and Prophet Will Miller, we touch and agree that you bless them. Bless their ministry, oh God. Open great and effectual doors unto them. Lord, let men and women give into their bosom. Don't let nothing, no good thing, Lord, be withhold from them. Bless them with a no sorrow blessing, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you're able to fight every battle on their behalf. Bless their children and their children's children. Bless their family, oh God. And Father, we'll praise your blessed name, because you got all power in your hand, and you can do all things for them. And we worship your name. We give you glory today. We give you honor. I call strength into your people. I call power in the name of Jesus. God said, wipe your eyes, child of God. God said, stand up and speak the word as never before. Open your mouth and I'll speak through you. I hear God telling somebody, don't you dare back up. Don't you dare allow timidity to take over your heart, mind, and soul. Stand in the power of God. Stand in the strength of God. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Go back down on your knees and cry out to God. He'll give you the courage. He'll give you the boldness to speak forth the word. Speak it when they like him. Speak it when they don't like you. Speak it when you stay standing with you. When they're talking about you, backstabbing him with the sword in your heart. Speak forth the word of God. Don't care about what they look like. They're just a pot of clay. And God says, speak it. No shout out of emotion. And God will perform. And can you shout hallelujah? Shout out of emotion. I feel God's doing it. God is getting ready to change some situation. Going to change some minds on your behalf. Those that said no, you wasn't called, they're going to recognize the anointing which breaks the yoke. They recognize the apostle has been with Jesus, because they were unlearned and they knew that they had been with Jesus. God said that God, they're going to recognize that you have been with Jesus, and they cannot deny the anointed one. Child of God, yes, you are anointed to do the will of God. Be not dismayed. God loves you. Thank you for being with us on today on home. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. I really appreciate your company on today, and I pray that it was nice and cozy and God met your need. We're going to continue to pray and be in agreement until we can come back together again. I thank God for you being with me. Please go to our blog, or leave a message of the time that I can tune in with you and I can be in agreement with you. I would love to be in agreement with you and listen to you as well at your set time. Please leave that information. We want you to know I love you and Jesus love you too. May God bless you till we meet again. May God bless you. We love you. Don't you dare give up. Hold your head up, child of God. Wipe those tears out from under your eyes. And you go back. The God that you serve has already endorsed you. Men of God, speak forth the word of God is nigh thee, even in your mouth. We love you. May God bless you, and Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year's. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Home. Remember, if you don't have it, God got it. And you are just a question away from your miracle. I hear God say that ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. God bless you.